The DA calls on the Department of Health to implement consistent nurse absorption strategies in order to bring stability and transparency into the sector. The DA has received numerous letters from nurses in the Eastern Cape who have been dropped by the Department of Health after their COVID-19 contracts were completed. The Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa, DANOSA, has also highlighted their grievances with the department. The DA agrees with the DANOSA's requests for a more suitable funding model for nursing education and infrastructure in nursing education institutions. We believe that the community service nurses could be absorbed into the country's healthcare facilities upon completion of the community service. The department, however, have a history of seemingly exploiting these nurses in order to save costs. It has been highlighted in various news reports that community service nurses have been released from employment abruptly after their community service duties are completed, leaving them no time to find new employment. The DA suggests that the department consider the following. 1. Re-evaluate its recruitment and selection processes by clearly and transparently communicating the intentions rather than leaving nurses without jobs immediately after their community service is completed. 2. Communicate with National Treasury in order to find possible avenues for funding in order to retain nurse graduates in the system. And 3. Work with the private sector and build relationships in order to create alternate pathways for nurse employment after their community service is completed. It is cruel and short-sighted to let nurses go without a fair warning. South Africa is in desperate need of skilled nurses, especially during the pandemic. The department should do everything in its power to retain them.